Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I'm a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is the truth about nagging. But before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a free, private, happy wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search the Happy Wives Community in the Facebook search bar, or head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, and peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool because you can use it to solve different problems that you might experience in your marriage. So visit my website to download it. Okay, so let's dive in and talk about the truth about nagging. So today I wanted to come to you with a recent story that was an experience that was a great reminder about how nagging doesn't work and about the ill effects that nagging does have in our relationships. So let me tell you the story. So back in mid-October, I went to the dentist for my six-month cleaning. And shortly afterward, I got a notification from the insurance company saying that they would not be reimbursing me for the visit because I visited the dentist 6 months to the day instead of 6 months to the date. So this felt very frustrating because, first of all, I didn't realize that I did that. Second of all, I don't think my dentist realized that we did that. And I do want to say that I know that as someone who has insurance, it is our responsibility to know what our plan says. But I failed. I did not know. And so I went to the dentist 24 hours sooner than I should have, which does sound kind of crazy. You know, I feel like policies like that are made to prevent abuse. But here I was just 24 hours off. And so I called the insurance company and asked, could you waive this for me just this one time because I just made a mistake, and would you waive it for me? And they said, no, we will not waive it for you. A rule is a rule. And in fact, they said it's not our rule. It is the employer's rule, meaning my husband's employer's rule. So what they were trying to tell me was when the employer made the deal with the insurance company, that was the plan that they picked, that it had to be at least 6 months to the date. And so my dentist office also tried to call the insurance company and say, could you give us a grace period? She said some insurance companies do offer a grace period. And they said, no grace period. She's out of luck unless the employer is willing to make an exception. So this is where hubby comes involved, right? I asked him, could you take this to your HR department and see, could they make an exception for us this one time? And when he did that, he came back and said, well, they told me that you need to file an appeal in order for them to do anything. And I just said, that doesn't make sense to me, because if I file an appeal, the insurance company is just going to deny it because it's the employer's issue. You know, I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me. And he was like, yeah, it doesn't really make sense to me either. So he said he would go back to HR. And of course, he wasn't excited about it and frustrated. We're both frustrated. Like, this is so stupid. We pay premiums for this reason. But anyway, for the few couple of days right after that, I would ask him, because it was $150. And I think that we, you know, could use that back in our bank account. And so I asked him the first couple of days after, did you have time to go to HR today? No. Did you have time to go to HR today? No. Did you have time to go to HR today? No. And I don't know what came over me. Maybe I just remember some of the things that I talk to you girls about and teach you. But all of a sudden, I had this realization that I am never going to ask him about this again. You know, I remembered everything I teach you girls about men and how they are different than women and nagging and respect and all of that. And I decided I am never going to ask him about this again because I have handed this off to him. It is his employer. It is his responsibility. And, you know, really, you know, he's the one that earns the paycheck and it's his insurance policy and all of that. Like really, like all of the responsibility for that is on his side in this particular instance. And he said he would take care of it, right? So that's another important thing is he said he would take care of it. And so I just decided, you know, as much as I wanted that $150 back in our bank account, especially with Christmas coming, you know, and everything else, spending more money than usual, I just decided it's not up to me anymore and I'm going to let it go. And I did. I let it go. And so the reason for that is because to me, it's not worth irritating him every day by basically reminding him of something he didn't do, right? He'd probably come home and tell me if he did go to the HR department, right? So basically, I'm reminding him all the time. And men don't like that. I don't know a lot of women who really like that either, right? And so it's just, it was a bit step back, you know, to let someone do their thing in their own time. And so the cool thing was last night, we had an opportunity to have just a quick 1 hour glass of wine together, a little date night while our daughter was at dance class. And we were having a really nice conversation. He was telling me about our day. And then all of a sudden he said, "Oh, and guess what I did today that involves you and $150? And I was like, "I have no idea." I'm like, "What would you do at work that involved me and $150, you know?" And I was guessing things like, did you take like an insurance assessment test and get like a $150 gift card? Because I don't know if you guys have ever done that before, but some insurance companies will offer a $150 gift card or a $50 or a $25 gift card if you take like a test to show that you're healthy and fit or something like that. But anyway, no, that wasn't what it was. But he said, "But you're close." And honestly, you guys, I had no idea. I'm like, "I have no idea. What could it be?" And he said, "I got our HR department to get our dental claim paid." I'm like, "What? Oh my gosh, no way." It was like such a huge, pleasant surprise. It felt like Christmas, you know? That was so awesome and so rewarding. And it just really struck me like, wow, like I really did let that go because I didn't even remember about it. And so I'm sharing this with you because I know in marriage there are so many things. This is one tiny little example, and I'm sharing this example with you because it's just the most current thing. But I know that it can be really frustrating when we ask things of our spouse and they don't do them in the time frame that we would like them to be done, or maybe they don't do them the way that we would like them to be done. But the message is, if we can try to let go a little bit of how we think everything should be done and let our spouse handle things in their own time and in their own way, it will create more peace and connection in our relationship, and it will actually help you get more things done. And over time, as he sees you backing off and letting him handle things the way he wants to handle them, it will continue to get better and better. Because what we don't realize as women, we're very well-intentioned, right? Like we're thinking we really should get this $150 back, right? Like this is silly. We should get this money back. And it's well-intentioned. But when women nag their husbands or continue to remind them of things that they're supposed to do, it actually does the opposite of what we want it to do. It actually pushes them away and causes them to rebel instead of doing what we need them to do. And so I would just like to encourage you today, please, if you have got something like that in your life right now, just let it go. Just assume you've passed it off, you've passed it on, and it's done, and let it go. And I would love to hear from you if you have any experience with this or if you've tried it and it worked. I would love to hear from you. So certainly let me know. And I know that this is easier said than done. So if you would like a little guidance and accountability as you work on it, visit my website to apply for a complimentary, personalized, healthy marriage planning session. We'll work together and help you get some clarity and vision around your marriage and what you would like it to look like. And I have some great tools that will help you along in your journey. So I would love to work with you. Thank you so much for listening in today. Please let me know if you have any specific questions. And remember, I have created a free marriage makeover guide to help you fix challenges in your marriage. Just head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, to download your copy for free. And don't forget to join us in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. I want to let you know that I'm going to probably take a little break from doing podcasts for a few weeks here during the Christmas season. They take a bunch of time, and I'm working on some changes for next year and focusing on my family. So I'm going to try and maybe cut back on them, but I will try to be more present in the Facebook group, doing a Facebook Live here and there on topics just like this. So join us over there if you miss the podcast. And so I thank you so much for your time, and I hope to talk to you really soon.